The following is a passage from William Shakespeare's King Lear. It is Act 3, Scene 2, and at this point, Lear is head out into the storm with the fool after being turned away by Regan and Goneril at Gloucester's castle.
Blow, winds, and crack your cheeks! Rage! Blow! You cataracts and hurricanos, spout till you have drenched our steeples! Drown the cocks! Sulphurous and thought-executing fires, bought couriers to oak-cleaving thunderbolts, singe my white head, and thou, all shaking thunder, smite flat the thick rotundity of the world, crack nature's molds, old tremains, spilt at once, that make ingrateful man.
Oh, nuncle, court holy water in a dry house is better than this rainwater outdoor. Good nuncle, in, and ask thy daughter's blessing. Here, a ninth pity's neither wise man nor fool.
Humble thy bellyful, spit fire, spout rain, nor rain, wind, thunder, fire, my daughters. I tax you not, you elements, with unkindness. I never gave you kingdom, called you children. You owe me no subscription. Then let fall your horrible pleasure. Here I stand, your slave, a poor, infirm, weak, and despised old man. But yet I call you servile ministers, that have with two pernicious daughters joined your high-engendered battles against a head so old and white as this. Oh, oh, 'tis foul!
He that has a house to put its head in has a good headpiece. The codpiece that will house before the head has any, the head and he shall louse, so beggars marry many. The man that makes his toe, what he his heart should make, shall of a corn cry woe, and turn his sleep to wake. For there was never yet fair woman, but she has made mouths in a glass.
No! I will be the pattern of all patience. I will say nothing.